it's very difficult to tell, and I think like a lot of Floridians, I really do not know much about what the legislature is going to do in terms of the impact it's going to have on lowering my property taxes and also making sure there's funding there for education. So I would urge the governor and the legislature to be very careful about rushing into doing this, particularly because it's an amendment to the Constitution. And once you put those things in, they're very hard to change or take out. So I think it's important that we find a way to lower property taxes, particularly for renters and small businesses. The proposals that are being discussed really don't do that. So I think that there's a lot more work to be done in Tallahassee before they come up with something that is what the state truly needs.
House Speaker Marco Rubio was cautioned that the plan may be a bit underwhelming for some, but Senate leaders say polling they've seen indicates it is more popular with the public than a previous, more generous proposed tax cut. Former Tampa Congressman Jim Davis says the issues with taxation in Florida are much bigger than what lawmakers will be able to accomplish in a constitutional amendment. And he says the GOP-led legislature is largely to blame.
Well, as I discussed a lot in my campaign for governor, the legislature has been raising property taxes for schools for years so they could put less state funding into education. Instead, most of what they focused on were tax cuts that just a few people benefited from. So I think the legislature has actually contributed to rising property taxes when it comes to schools, and they're still doing it in the most recent sessions of the legislature. So I think the legislature needs to be part of the solution, not the problem. They need to make sure that people are paying their fair share of taxes and stop relying upon local property taxes so much for schools.